By Bishop Richard Ayi. Bishop Richard Ayi is the pastor of the First Love Church London, a denomination founded by Bishop Dag Heward Mills. The First Love Church is full of zealous young people who love and desire to work for the Lord. You will be encouraged and uplifted as you listen to this powerful message.
I'll be ready at 20, ready for the walk.
To hear the word of God, you know, I'm personally excited about this series. One thing I remembered last week was when I started a church, when Bishop Richard gave me the chance to start a church, I was actually 20 years old. Yes, I was ready at 20, so I'm excited to hear what God has for us. So if you're excited as I am, help me welcome our pastor, Bishop Richard Ayi.
Father, we want to thank you for this afternoon. Thank you for the blessing of being in your holy presence, Lord. Thank you for this blessed opportunity we have, standing before you, praising you, honoring you, giving you all the glory and all the praise. You alone deserves to be praised. Receive the thanks, receive the glory, and receive all the praise. Thank you, Father, for today. I pray that your will shall be done in this service. In Jesus' name I pray. And we all said, Amen. God bless you. Take your seats. What a blessing. 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 Good to see all of you. Are you ready for the next chapter on Ready at 20? So though your service is called Ready at 20, our message is also Ready at 20. So today, the title of our message is Ready at 20, Just Like Jesus. Let's do it. Let's do it. Are you following Jesus? Is Jesus your hero? So Ready at 20, Just Like Jesus. We want to do it the way Jesus did it. So today Jesus is going to give us 7 keys for readiness for ministry. So he's going to give us 7 important keys that would make you ready at 20 to serve your Lord and your Creator. Hallelujah. Don't you want to serve God? How many of you want to live for Jesus? Live for God, serving Him, serving Him. Beautiful. Luke chapter 2, verse 41. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. How many of you have gone to places and your parents didn't know where you were? So, Joseph and his mother knew not of it, but they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple. Can you imagine looking for your child after 3 days? Thank God it's not London, because you know what that means. They found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. Wow. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? Imagine your 12-year-old child saying this to you. Why are you looking for me? Do you not know that I am working for my father? I mean, you'd wonder, what's he talking about, isn't it? A 12-year-old boy. Yes, but he's preparing for himself to be ready at 20 to do the work of the ministry. Okay, so chapter 3 and verse 21. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven, which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. Next. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age. When you're approaching 30 years of age, it's a signal that you're about to start your ministry in a new dimension. Hallelujah. Okay, not many people are getting to 30 years, so that's why you're quiet. As was supposed. How many of you here are 20 and below? 20 and below. 20 and below. Not 20 and above. 20 and below. Means 20, 19, 18, 17, 16. Oh, lift your hand up high. 20 and below. Oh, okay. All right. How many of you are 19 and below? Okay. All right. How many of you are 21 and above? 21 and above. Okay. Are some of you lifting up your hand twice? 20 and above. 20 and above. Let me see. 20 and above. 20 and above. You're older than 20. Wow. Ready at 20. So what are you doing in this service? Why are you here? It seems like you belong to Lovely Voice. Let me see the 20 and below again. 20, 19. High. 20 and below. Okay. Put your hands down. 21 and above. Okay. since you are more like ready at 21. Yeah. Wow. How does it feel to be growing up? Mercy. 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 Okay. Anyway, let's keep reading the Bible. You want to share the joke? Is it that what? LVX. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli. Okay? So, you are there. You are there. So, the seven keys. Number one, seven keys that will help you to be ready for ministry at 20, just like Jesus. Do you want the Jesus example? Yes. Jesus example is very strong, you know. Strong. Strong. You have to be strong. Are you ready for the Jesus example? Yes. Should I give you the first key? Yes. Okay, so like Jesus, do not follow your parents' lack of spirituality. Strong. Yes. Because you saw him. You saw him asking his parents that, I mean, why are you looking for me? Why are you even worried? Did you not know that I would be about my father's business? Yes. And I know many of you know that your parents are not so spiritual. If at all. But you leave them, you see it. You see the level at which they operate. And you see that it's not a good example or the best example. The best example is Jesus. Yes, Jesus is the best example. So you have to follow Jesus. You have to learn from Jesus. You have to do what Jesus did. Some of you have grown up maybe from a very prayerless, bland, dry home. There's no prayer. Even though they go to church every Sunday, there's no prayer. You've never seen your parents praying before, unless maybe they're praying over food. Blessed, bless. If there's a prayer. Yes, and so when it gets to, I'm not saying disrespect or dishonor your parents. No, parents, you have to honor them, you have to respect them. But when it gets to spirituality and pursuing your call, following Jesus, getting closer to God, you have to be able to see that my parents are not the best example. They are not the best example to follow. It's like if I was talking about education, and let's say the parents are not so educated. I mean, I don't know who they are. You know, I don't know who they are. Yes, they're not so educated, and I'm trying to advise you that be like your parents. Be like your parents. You see that what it means is that drop out of school. That's what I'll be saying. Do you understand? So I don't know. Maybe that example sounds easier or makes more sense to you. That it means that, or it means that they are not the best example to follow when education is concerned. It doesn't mean they are not your parents. It doesn't mean disrespect them. It doesn't mean dishonor them. It doesn't mean look down on them. It doesn't mean despise them. But it means that when it gets to spirituality, that is not the best example that you have, because they are not spiritual. Yes. Sometimes, even apart from your natural biological parents, sometimes even your spiritual parents, if your spiritual parents don't do well, or you can go further than they've gone. If Jesus said that the works that I do shall you do, and even greater works, how much more spiritual? Because some of the spiritual parents even backslide, or maybe they are backslidden. they stop following God, they stop pursuing God, or you can see that there are some things they haven't done and they didn't do. They stopped following God at a point. They stopped following God, pursuing God, and they moved into other things. So you have to, all I'm saying here is the Jesus example is giving us an example of not following the lack of spirituality in parents. That some parents, some biological parents, are not spiritual. They are not spiritual. They don't talk to you about spiritual things. You are not guided. You are not guided to pray. You are not guided to go to church. If or when you go to church, you are blasted. And you all remember. You all remember where you used to go clubbing. When you go clubbing, you get home. You are not blasted. It's almost as though you are normal. You are normal. You are a normal child. You have a boyfriend. You have this. You are into fornication. You are into lies. It's like that is what is celebrated. Or understood. It's like it means you are normal. And then when you stop those things, and now you are getting closer to God, to serve God, to go after God, to worship God, to work for God, to stay long hours in church, fellowshipping with the brethren, learning things from church, then that becomes a problem. That becomes a problem because it's something that someone who is not spiritual cannot relate with it. A non-spiritual person will call someone who is devoted to a church, devoted to a church firm, devoted to God, devoted to the word of God, will call it a cult. We'll say you are part of a cult. We'll say you are being brainwashed. But when you are spending your money in clubs and drinks and crazy things, you are not told that you've been alcohol brainwashed. You see, I'm trying to give you these examples to understand how a carnal person assesses a spiritual thing. Usually when people are not used to a spiritual thing, they criticize it. Even people who are supposed to be spiritual, when they see a new thing, they can't relate with it. Like the Pharisees. When you read in the book of Acts, when the disciples started speaking in tongues, because they had not experienced the Holy Spirit. They've experienced the Holy Spirit, the move of the Holy Spirit. So when the disciples started speaking in tongues, they said to them that you are drunk. They used a carnal label. They put a carnal label on because they don't have a spiritual ability to identify what is happening. So you see people that the Spirit is moving. God is working in someone. They don't have the name for it because they don't read the Bible. They don't know the scriptures. They don't know the Holy Spirit. They don't know what God could do, what God could be doing. They don't know all these things. The only thing they know are the carnal labels. You're in a cult. You're being brainwashed. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your money. You're wasting your energy. You spend too much time this. You spend too much that. But what they don't know is that you have been saved. Yes. You rather have been saved. But because of a lack of understanding and the lack of spirituality, they say that you are full of something else other than the Holy Spirit. So he had to take Peter and co to rise up amongst them and to tell and explain to them that what they are witnessing is what was prophesied by the prophet Joel. That's what he said. This is that which is written. And they started quoting the scriptures. But a non-spiritual people don't know the scriptures. They don't know the scriptures. That's what Jesus said to them, that you neither know the scriptures nor the power of God. So even you have to be careful that you don't lose your spirituality. Yeah. Otherwise, you see your children. Wow. You see your children or you see another generation following the leading of the Spirit and following the things of God to another level that you are holding back from. And then when you see it, you say, oh, these guys are crazy. They are not crazy. They are following the Spirit. And they are following the leading of the Spirit. And they are following the call of God. But when you have it, usually when people haven't done something before, they criticize when they see others doing it. It's like, what are you doing? It's like, who do you think you are? What are you? This, that, you know? This, that. You belong to a cult. You belong to this. You belong to that. You know, it's like everything is re-described. Because they don't know the scriptures. If the Sadducees, Pharisees, the priests of those, if they knew the scriptures, when they heard the people speaking in tongues, they would have said, hey, these are things that we have memorized. These are scriptures we've memorized, we've learned, we've been taught. We know about it. You guys are so lucky to experience. I mean, you've actually experienced the prophecy. But because they didn't know the scriptures, they couldn't tell. They had another description of it. So sometimes you have to pardon people and forgive people and not to follow their lack of spirituality. You just have to forgive them. These are people speaking out of ignorance. They're speaking out of ignorance. They are criticizing things they don't know. Talking about things they don't know. When you had a boyfriend, your parents never said that, look, I want to go and see your boyfriend's house. I want to go and see who he is. They turned a blind eye to it as though they didn't know what you were up to. Maybe they didn't know. But you see, when it gets to church, then it's like, let's go and see that pastor. Yes. Let's go and see what happens in that place. What are you being told? You are being told that be like Jesus, who did not follow the lack of spirituality of his parents. Yes. Look, it's very scary when you don't know the scriptures. Do you know why it's scary? Because you start criticizing something which is biblical. You'll be criticizing a biblical thing, something that it's Bible, it's scriptural. But because you lack the knowledge, you lack the knowledge of it, you criticize it. Because you haven't read your Bible. Before you criticize, check the Bible. Maybe the Bible talks about it. Especially when you see people manifesting the gifts, some of these prophetic gifts, some of these power gifts. Before you criticize it, check the Bible, because maybe that is God. You didn't get to that point, or you haven't seen someone working in it. Or you see someone going on missions, packing their bags, I'm going on missions. Don't criticize. Rather say to yourself, wow, maybe I need to pray more to have this conviction and understanding so I can be a soul winner. You are a soul winner on trains and buses and in central London. That's as far as you've gone. With your Holy Spirit witnessing. Somebody is saying that I'm taking my witnessing to another nation. You should rather ask yourself, do we read the same Bible? Or have I understood the same Bible? So, well, the first key, there are seven of them, so we have to be moving. The first one is what you can see can take all day. Is that Jesus did not follow the lack of spirituality his parents. You respect I keep saying it. You have to respect parents, honor your parents, because that's what the Bible says. The Bible says that honor your parents. Respect parents, but when it gets to fulfilling your call in the ministry, you may see parents, both natural parents and sometimes even spiritual parents, as like people who led you to Christ. You will see that, no, this one is not an all-outer. He didn't go all out for God. He didn't go all out. As you grow up, you see that people who maybe pastored you at a certain age and a certain point in life, the fact is that he did not go all out. And now you want to go all out. And they are rather causing spiritual traffic. Yes, it's like, hold on, calm down. This. So therefore, that is not a good example. Especially when God is drawing you. You can do more. You can go further. You can go further. You can do more. You can give more. You can sacrifice more. Give yourself. And then the person you see did not do that. It does not mean that your convictions are wrong.
Yes.
I'd like to see you pastoring bigger churches than I have pastored. Oh yes, I'd like to see it. The bigger churches and reaching further than I was able to reach. Further. I'd like to see you going further. Different people, different kinds of people in different nations. I would like to see you. I remember this guy in Ready at 20 service. He used to be very quiet, calm, this, but he's gone further. I told you, I met a pastor once and he said to me, Richard, do you remember that story?
Yeah.
Richard, you owe me for early days prayers and anointings. Richard. Hey, Richard. He said, hey, Richard, I hear you are doing very well in London. You owe me early days prayers and anointings. Kabatoli mikapati satire. I like to see someone say, hey, you. You owe me for early days preachings and teachings and rebukes and knocking you on the head for you to get sense. You owe me. Make all it out of tire. I'd be so glad to see you going. But where about the grace? I don't like spirituality. So you better double up. Because I don't like spirituality. And I'm praying to God. I'm praying to God to have fire. Fire to the grave. Oh yes, fire to the grave. I'm believing God that I'll have fire. That as I get older, I'll do more. Hey, as I was with Prophet moving through the islands, he did within 2 or 3 weeks, or he did 5 camps back to back. The only reason why we needed more number of this was the traveling. 5 camps, 5. And I said, wow, things are getting tougher. The pace is getting hotter as he's getting older. So it's like you don't have that for a spiritual father like that. You don't have that example. It doesn't apply. You rather have to now pray that you can catch up. Because I don't think you've had your first camp. You're still trying to have your first Bacenta meeting. Yes. 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 Oh, yes. We have a very good example. We have a very good example in serving God. Serving God. So you move one like that, 5 camps. From the camps to Madagascar. From Madagascar to Monrovia. Oh, yes. Meanwhile, I've come home eating sausages and bacon. Yes. So, watch carefully and follow spiritual people and not people who lack spirituality. Okay, let's move to number two. Key number two. Like Jesus, develop the ability to stay in church for a long time. Yes, staying in church for a long time is the key to developing your ministry. You cannot do well in ministry if you do not enjoy it. To enjoy ministry, you must enjoy staying long at it. The scripture says that those who tarry long are the wine. They are the ones who feel the effect of it. Tarry long, tarry long, tarry long. You stay at it. You stay at it. You stay at it. You keep drinking. He tarries long at the wine. He tarries. So the scripture says, who has woes? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has babbling? Who has wounds without a cause? Who has redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine. They that tarry long at the wine. They that spend time at the table. So when you hang around, you linger around, you fellowship, you are around, you have something to do, a ministry, people to gather, people to talk to, people to be with. You are around, you are around. When you stay long around, it has an effect on you. It has an effect on you. Those who tarry, not those who by the time we finish sharing the grace, by the time we say amen, they are in their car. No. That's why Jesus didn't understand how we can travel all the way to Jerusalem, to the temple where the masters and the teachers are, those who know scripture, those who have memorized scriptures, memorized psalms and the law, where they are. Then you just come one day, then you are going back. You've come to make your sacrifice and you are going. He just said, no, I ain't going nowhere. No, I need to tarry a bit. I need to hang around a bit and tap some knowledge, tap some information, get some of their knowledge. I need to know what they know because I have a calling to pursue. As though church is something that I don't even know. It's like something that you just, it's almost like a nuisance and a disturbance. So it's almost like for conscience sake, just go quickly and go home. And that is how the unspiritual, non-pursuing and following God places. That's what it has become. That's how come it's become empty. Because it's like, let's reduce church to something very short, simple. It's over. Go home. That's where all the perversions have come from. Thank God for all the people who went ahead of us. But look at the fruits. You see, you must always judge things by its fruits. Look at the effect. Do you know you live in a country? You live in a country that virtually it's the older parts of the cities. Every square mile there's a church. When I say a church, I mean a church building. Not people who are renting the oval. A church building. It should tell you that people used to go to church and serve God. That is how, do you know how much it costs to put up a building? How much more the buildings we see in the city? The stones, the glass windows. I mean, the architecture is so beautiful. You can imagine the cost. You can imagine how someone decided that the souls are so precious. But you see, it's like with time, it's like, no. You know, church is not the most important thing. They say, okay, we're just going for morning this. Something very quick. And then the enemy is also capitalizing on it. Now we have all these weirdos across the city. Even deciding how we should live and how to, the laws that are made. Oh, yes. Making laws against scriptures. So when you also there's like, hey, quick, I've got to leave God. You know, I've got to leave this church place. I'm going. You have to learn to stay, mingle, fellowship. I mean, good fellowship. No, I'm not talking about stupidity. I'm not approving of stupidity. Yes. Do I look like someone who approves of stupidity? Okay. Yes. Stay. Maybe there's lay schools. Maybe there's new believer schools. Maybe there's water baptism. Maybe there's Holy Ghost baptism. Maybe you don't speak in tongues. Stay around after church. Tell a pastor that, you know, I'm struggling with my prayer life. I can't pray for more than 3 minutes. But by the time I say, Lord, I thank you for this morning. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for this. Thank you for my mother who has made breakfast for me. Thank you for this. Thank you. Thank you that I'm about to go to school. Thank you as I go out. Lord, bless my going out. Bless my coming back. Bless my stay in school. Lord, help me to finish all my assignments and let me do well. You'd be surprised that it's not even up to a minute. Yes. And you are being told that every Christian must pray for at least 1 hour every day. And you are wondering, how can I do that?
Yeah, because Jesus said, could you not watch for an hour? Can you not pray for 1 hour? Jesus was surprised that his as he's supposed to pray, within an hour they had fallen asleep. It means that we are expected to be able to pray for 1 hour. So how do you pray for 1 hour every day? You must be able to speak in tongues. Because when you speak in tongues, the Bible says that you're not speaking to men. Then it says that, how be it in the spirit? So it means that when you start speaking in tongues, you change realms. You change realms. You move. Yes, you move. You move from this realm. You see me standing here in the Kia Oval. You see me face. I'm in this natural realm. Wearing black jeans and some black top. I don't know what I'm wearing, but I'm wearing something. You see me walking here, working. But when I start, Malama Kopita Shata Laba Kappa, I've left here. I'm in the realm. I'm a new realm, battling things in that realm. Maneuvering. Where is it? How be it? In the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Nafi matosi mikatasaya. Matili mikatosi mitasaya. So this is spiritual maneuvering. You move in the realm of the spirit. Because the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers of the darkness of this world. There's a world in this world which is dark. Govern, it has rulers. It has rulers. There's a darkness of this world. There's a dark world in this world. Against spiritual wickedness. So you need the ability to be able to operate in the realm of the spirit as well, because there are spiritual entities at work, and that is speaking in tongues. So if you don't speak, that means that you are always in a different realm. So it's an advantage to be able to speak in tongues, to be able to pray long and oppose and fight these spirits. You need to be a spiritually strong and spiritually sound person to do ministry. Key number 3. Kalabashi bakataya. Kabason dilimikotasaya. No, it's exciting to go deeper. You see, this same place I'm telling you about. One day I went there. Now, key number 3 is, like Jesus, develop the ability to have 3-day retreats. Yes. Develop the ability to have retreats by yourself. Hey. Be like Jesus, okay? Have 3-day retreats. Hey, as a young person, you can become engrossed in the things of God. Yes. And spend days alone with God. Sometimes you don't even have to go anywhere. If you don't have to, you don't need to. Everybody goes to work. Everybody has disappeared from the house. Just stay in your room. Put some music on. Alone in his presence. And begin to pray and begin to talk to God. Talk to him. Speak to him. Get close to him. Train yourself in a way that you can wait on God. That you have something like waiting on God. I'm spending time with God. Yes. Do not be affected or take notice of those who are surprised at your zeal. Those who comment about your zeal for God, your zeal for this. No, don't be affected by it. Don't be affected by those things, because it only shows that they are not in your league. That's why they can even see you. They are not moving at the same pace. They are sitting somewhere watching. Key 4. Are you ready for the fourth key? Are you sure we can do all these keys? Yes. Are you going to develop the ability to have 3-day retreats? Jesus spent 3 days in the temple. 3 days. His parents have traveled. They traveled back and they spent 3 days looking for him. It's after the third day that they found him. He was there. Not. It's like he's not even worried about what he will eat. I mean, what was Jesus eating? And then where was he sleeping? A 12-year-old boy. 3 days. Not with his girlfriend somewhere. Yes. You are rather being camped. You are rather being camped by some refugee somewhere. You don't want to disappear with Jesus. Somewhere with Jesus. Praying. Hey, praying. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm somewhere with Jesus. Praying. 4. Like Jesus, ask questions about the ministry. Ask questions about the ministry. All your questions are about other things. Change your questions to the ministry. Yes. Yes. Jesus asked important questions about the ministry. He was found in the temple hearing the doctors and asking them questions. So it's important to ask questions about the ministry. Yes. So that's when we see anointed men, ministers, and things, we don't know what to say. Then we are asking, how's your day going? How's your day going? It's going. How's your day? How's your day going? How does a day go? From morning to evening. Yes. How's the day going? It's getting to the evening. That's the direction. Ask questions about the ministry. 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 Because Jesus was asking questions. Okay. 5. The time is making me move, so I'm moving. The key number 5. Like Jesus, give yourself to listening to messages. Jesus is a great example setter for our lives and ministries. So Jesus gave himself to both hearing and asking questions. So give yourself to hearing the word of God. When you do that, you have given yourself the best chance ever in succeeding in ministry. There's a saying that you are what you eat. Is it not true? You are what you eat. You are what you eat. Nation after nation, when you travel, nation after nation, sometimes tribe after tribe or clan after clan, you see a particular type of figure or shape. It's all linked to what they eat. There'll be few deviations, but generally, you say, no, this is what is eating here. Here, this is what is eating. So if you travel to some countries, you never get your size because of what you've been eating. They started putting you on that meal early. You are barely a year old. They started giving you banku and okro. Change your features. While someone was drinking vegetable soup. Yes.
see and say you're going shopping, you see, you won't get your size. You won't get your size. You won't find your size. Yes. So you are what you eat. If you eat messages, you eat the word of God, you become a minister. If you eat nonsense, you become full of nonsense. Yes. Yes. You become what you eat. Feed on the word of God. Feed on the word of God. Feed on the word of God. Eat the word of God. Eat the word of God. Eat messages. Soak in messages. Soak in messages. Day and night. Be listening to messages. It will help you read your Bible. You read the Bible because you will hear verses that have been paraphrased, that has been this. So you have to search the scriptures. It will help you search the scriptures. It will help you search for the word of God. You have to search for the word of God, to eat the word. Eat messages. You will stop struggling with the things you are struggling with. Yes. All the confusion will disappear. Eat messages. Eat messages. Eat the word of God. He was sitting there listening and asking questions. You don't have questions to ask because you don't listen to messages. That's why you don't have questions about ministry. Yes, that's why you don't have questions about ministry. God, that's not your world. That's not your world. That's not your world. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. When something is not in you, you can't give it. You can't give it. You can't give it. You are not a worshiper. You can't lead others to worship. You are not into spiritual songs and psalms. You can't minister spiritual songs and psalms. You can't do it. Because that's not what is in you. So it becomes very mechanical. Very, very mechanical. They say we should do this. Okay, so song one, song two, song three. No spirit. Because that is not what you eat. And that's how preaching is. That's how preaching is. You preach from your heart. You minister from your heart. What is in you is what you can minister. Ah, Ezekiel 2:2. It says that, and the spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet, and I heard him that speak unto me. When the spirit enters, he speaks to you. Yes. And you need a good volume of listening for there to be a drop into your spirit. It's like dripping. It drips. It's not like I've listened to a message and the message has entered into your spirit. No, 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 no. Or I've read the book, I've got it. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. A chapter, a paragraph, I can read it for days. I can read it for days. I've had an all night with one chapter before. I can't even tell you the book. I read it all night, throughout the night. I was just there, just reading one chapter. Oh, yes. I can't even tell you the book. I'll tell you the chapter. But I won't. Because I don't know what you'll do with it. You need to go and read yours. Yes. You don't read it passively in a hurry. Finish reading everything. No. You need reading and meditating. Reading and meditating. So it enters. When you take a message, you need hearing the message. Hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. So it enters into you. When you stand ministering, so you will be ministering life. Like Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Key number 6. Like Jesus, relate with those who are ahead of you. Don't shun or rubbish those who are ahead of you if they are spiritual. If they are not spiritual, respect them. Don't criticize them. Don't say anything because you've not read the junction that they fell. even when you cross that junction where they fell at you, just have to say, grace has helped you. But have a relationship with people ahead of you who are still in ministry, who are still people who are to be admired. Yes, relate with them. Jesus was not found making friends with girls in Jerusalem. Yes. His parents could have found him chatting with a girl in the corner of Jerusalem. So it is important to make friends with older ministers of God. Yes. You saw B. Job sitting on stage with Benny Hinn. Do you know Benny Hinn? He's 71 years old. B. Job is barely 30 years old. Yes. He's 71 years old. When he got saved, he was not born. But you see the relationship, so you can almost predict the future of the person and the depth of the person. That these are the people he relates with. These are the people. In other words, these are the people he admires. These are the people he admires. These are the people he reaches out to. John Avanzini. Do you know the age of John Avanzini? I mean, these are. I won't be surprised if these are great grandparents. So your friends are. I mean, like that's all you have. That's the world you've cocooned yourself into. Yeah, you are stuck there. I'm not surprised at what you do and what you've brought your life to. I am not surprised. But you know why I won't talk much? Because maybe I'm imposing my vision on you and my desires on you. Maybe I'm there thinking that everybody must be spiritual, everybody must be a certain way, everybody must go in a certain direction. But maybe that is not what you want. That's why I've become quiet. It's not that I don't see you anymore, but I've become quiet because it's like, okay, I mean, it's like somebody wants to be a thief and someone wants to be an engineer. And you are saying that, no, don't be a thief. They say, look, it's easier to get money from stealing. At a point, what can you say? The police will arrest you. That's what will stop you. Oh, yes. Yes, because otherwise I'll be talking now. I come to church, I'll come and talk outside of church. I'll be having meetings, talking, rebuking, facing, but maybe that's not what you want. Yes. As I'm sitting here talking, can you see how I'm talking passionately? Ready at 20 like Jesus. I mean, it's like this, the Jesus example. Now, it's like I want you to be like Jesus. I mean, retreat. I pray that's what you want. I pray that's what you want. Because if that's what you want, you will see yourself shine away from some things. Nobody will have to tell. Nobody will have to make rules and things. You see yourself gradually shine away. You see yourself being hungry for things. You even see that. You see the books that you are reading, because when you are reading a book, it's like you are chatting with the author. The author is actually in your room talking to you. You see yourself eating books. There are three authors that have all their books. I bought all. One is Bishop Dagwood Mills. All. Every edition. E-version hard copy. Oh. Yes. Two. Three. Yes. Yes. Papa Hagen, I have all his books. Derek Prince, I have all his books. Yes. Yes. I have all. If you see one you think I don't have, you can tell me, I'll buy it. So, that's key number 6. Relate with those who are ahead of you. And key number 7, like Jesus, be about your Heavenly Father's business. Be about your Heavenly Father's business. You must spend all your life being about the Father's business. That's what Jesus said in the book of Revelation. Be thou faithful unto death. Be thou faithful unto death. Stay constant. Stay constant about the Father's work. Be concerned about the Father's work. Be concerned. Be concerned about the state of the church. When you come to be disturbed about the church. Is your music nice? Is this okay? Is this working? Are the people in church? I've not seen this person in a while. Is he backsliding? Let me go and look for this person, because God doesn't want anybody to perish. And you see, the more you get into people, to follow people up and to study, the more you will study, because you must have answers for their questions. So it will force you to study. It will force you to pray. You will discover, look, you have to pray. You say it's not just by talking to people. Sometimes it just turns into debates and arguments. So you learn how to pray for people. So it will make you a prayerful person. It will make you a prayerful person. Because you say, I have to pray. I have to pray for them. I have to pray to establish them. Not just visiting and talking. All sorts of arguments and debates. But you say, no more talking. I'm going on my knees to pray. That's where you see the power in prayer. That's where you see the power in prayer. That is where you see the power in prayer. Sometimes we talk too much. We talk too much. We talk too much. We try too hard. Yes. We don't depend on the Holy Spirit. If you don't depend on the Holy Spirit, to allow the Holy Spirit to do what he wants to do. So that's what we do. Like we interfere too much. You have to become spiritual people who allow the Holy Spirit to work. The Holy Spirit to work. The Holy Spirit to change. The Holy Spirit to affect lives. Because what you are is a result of the work of the Holy Spirit. I don't know how you got saved. I don't know who touched you. I don't know how you came to church. I don't know why you like coming to church. It must be God. It must be God. It must be God. And if he's the one doing it, then, God, please do more. Do more. Do more. I love to see you preaching in nations to large churches. Hey, large churches. Ministers, vibrant ministers, alive ministers, because Jesus is your example. Wow. So these are our seven keys. I think I've done all seven. Isn't it? We've done all seven. Yeah, so God bless you. Stand to your feet. Be interested in your Heavenly Father's business. What is your Heavenly Father's business? Soul winning. Period. Soul winning. Nothing more. Nothing less. Soul winning. Don't let anybody tell you another story. Yes. Yes. I've heard people say Jesus talked about money more than anything else. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not, but I don't know. I know that he said that he came into the world to seek those who are lost. Yes. And he said that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. I know that is God's heart. Don't perish. Yes, don't perish. Don't perish. I don't know whether he preached more about money. I don't know. But this one has struck me. Has got my attention. That he doesn't want anybody to perish. And that he said he came to seek and to save those who are lost. That's the Father's business. Salvation of souls. That is the Father's business. That is the Father's business. That's why you must have a rule for yourself. I don't go to church alone. I go to church with souls. I must go to church with a soul. I must invite someone, but no matter what, to hear the gospel. To hear the gospel. And leave the rest for the Holy Spirit to do. The rest is the work of the Holy Spirit. Pray for yourself that, I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be ready at 20 to be like Jesus. Ready for ministry. Ready for ministry. Ready for ministry. ready for ministry. Pray for yourself. Everybody praying for yourself. Praying for yourself. Oh, Jesus, yes.
Yes.
Praying, praying, calling on him. Oh, yes, Lord. Makapati shapata saya.
I ain't worried about the time. Lord, I seem to find my strength while I'm waiting on you.
For his blessing, he's showering his blessing on you, showering strength on you, strength on you, strength on you, strength to be like Jesus, to be more and more like Jesus, more and more like him. Thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Father, we want to thank you for your blessing this afternoon. Thank you for the blessing of your word. Thank you for the blessing of revelation. Thank you for the blessing of the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. I pray now, Lord, guide us to be more and more like you. Guide us by your spirit. Let there be a hunger and a thirst to be more like you, Lord. More like you, Lord. More like you, Lord. More like you, Lord. More like you, O God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Now, while every eye is closed and every head is bowed, you are here this afternoon. Somebody invited you to church. Or you've been around here and there. Maybe other churches. Maybe this church you've been around. But deep in your heart, you feel far from God. This afternoon, you feel the Lord drawing you. You feel God calling you. That this is your time. You feel the love of God. God. God is calling. God is drawing you. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to give my life to God. I want to come back to God. Pastor, please pray with me. Tonight is my night. This is my day. I want to give myself to God. While every eye is closed and every head is bowed, if you are here like that, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. Give my life to God. Just lift up your right hand. wherever you are standing, and I'll pray with you. Just your right hand. God bless you. I can see your hand there. God bless you. I can see your hand. You also want to join in. Pastor, pray with me. I need Jesus. I want Jesus. I want God in my life to be the Lord of my life. Just your right hand and I'll pray with you. Just your right hand. Pastor, pray with me. I need Jesus. I want God. Just your right hand. I'll pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Now, if you have your hand lifted up, I want you to do one more thing. I want you to come to me right here in the front. Even if you didn't lift up your hand and you want to come, you can come as well. Come. Come to me in the front. Come here. You want to give your life to Jesus. Come. Come quickly. Come quickly. Come all the way. Come all the way. Come all the way. Yes. Come all the way. Come. Come on, come on, come on. Say this prayer with me, and I want everybody here to help us as we say this prayer. Say with me, say, Heavenly Father, thank you for today. I am a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Please, Lord, I'm sorry for all my mistakes. I believe in Jesus. I believe Jesus died for me and he rose up on the third day. Now say, please, Father, wash me with the blood of Jesus. Now say, Lord Jesus, say it confidently. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Please come into my life. Be the Lord of my life. I give myself to you. I surrender myself to you. From today, I'll serve you. I'll follow you. You alone. I'll no longer serve Satan. I belong to Jesus. Say, thank you, Father, for accepting me and making me a child of yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, let there be a blessing. Thank you for the blessing of salvation. Thank you for the rich new life you've given them, Lord. Give them peace. Give them strength to live for you and to serve you. In Jesus' name, amen. Beautiful. Beautiful. Can you see a lady here saying, hey friend, follow me? Yes. She wants you to follow her. She talks to you briefly, then you come back. So if you please go this way with her. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. All the way. All the way. Oh, clap for them. Your clap is very weak today. Is today a no clapping day? Is there a curfew on clapping today? God blesses you. God favors you. God lifts you up. May he lift you up to a realm of becoming like Jesus. Realm of becoming like Jesus. Take your communion.
Send up the bread to receive the cup, for his mercy is enough.
Father, we pray, heal our bodies, heal our souls, heal our spirits, Lord. Let there be healing for the great work you completed on Calvary's cross, Lord. Heal, Lord. Let there be healing. Mental healing, physical healing, emotional healing. Healing in our bodies, Lord, as we partake of the body that was broken for us on the cross. Himself took away our infirmities on that cross. Heal us today, O God. The body of Christ. Eat it. The blood that washes away our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Wash us one more time, Lord. Wash us from our iniquities, from our wickedness. Wash us, Lord. Heal us, Lord. The blood of Jesus. Drink all of it. Stand to your feet and receive your blessing.
May the Lord make his face to shine on you.
Amen.
And give you peace.
Yes.
May the Lord answer your secret prayers. Amen. And remember you.
Amen.
May the Lord fight for you.
Amen.
And give you the upper hand.
Amen.
In every crisis of your life and your ministry. Let victory come towards you now.
I receive victory.
I say, let victory come towards you now.
I receive victory.
May the Lord give you victory.
Amen.
And good news.
Amen.
In every stalemate, receive good news. The upper hand.
Amen.
The victory.
Amen.
Is yours in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now place your hand on your belly. Father, let every curse and sickness, every developing disease, every slow developing disease, slow growing disease, every fast disease, every metabolic disease, every chemical imbalance, every curse, every malady be cured. I pray for it. I ask for it. Lord, because you said when we pray, you will answer and you will heal. You deliver. So I pray for healing for those online, those watching, who are part of this service. Let healing come to you wherever you are. Receive God's miracle power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Father, for long life. The number of our days we shall fulfill. We shall not hear of funerals and of deaths and of sudden deaths, but your protection is over our lives. We ask for it in the name of Jesus. Now lift your hand against, Lord, earthquakes, sudden terrors in the world. We pray. Sudden disasters, terrorism, bombs, floods, tsunamis, and all other forms of wickedness that cause a lot of people to die at the same time and on the same day. In the name of Jesus Christ, we block them and we command divine escapes. Divine escapes. Divine escapes. Grant us exemption. Grant us escape. I pray for it and I ask for it. Lord, let our ears hear good news. Hear good things. We pray for it and we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
We hope that you've been blessed by this message. For more information, follow us on social media. Search for First Love London on Facebook and YouTube. and First Love UK on Twitter and Instagram. Have a blessed week.